from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. California is hungry for renewable energy. Solar and wind power have taken off thanks to the state's ambitious clean energy goals. But there's another way to generate electricity, by using organic material like agricultural and tree waste. It's known as biomass power. But as Lauren Summer reports, some say it's not as green as it seems.
When you think of where energy comes from, you might picture a power plant or maybe windmills. You probably wouldn't think of this.
What we're looking at is a large pile of 12 tons of almond shells.
Matt Summers is an engineer with West Biofuels, and he's about the same height as the pile of dry almond shells he's standing next to here at their power plant near Sacramento. California, by the way, is the world leader in growing almonds.
So we've got more almond shells than anybody else. And, you know, we know some companies that handle almond shells, and they're always looking for somewhere to take them.
But where some see a waste product, Summers sees an energy source.
So this is the heart of the West Biofuels process.
Inside a cavernous warehouse nearby, Summers points to a tower of industrial equipment that turns almond shells into electricity. First, the waste, or biomass, is fed into a reactor.
We call it reforming. So we're reforming what's biomass, what's almond shells, into smaller particles that are gases.
That gas is a lot like natural gas, so it goes to an advanced generator, where it's burned to produce electricity. But this is where biomass is a little bit different from other renewables. The generator produces air pollution, unlike, say, a solar farm. So Summers and his team use pollution control technology to meet California's air quality standards. Still, despite the emissions from biomass plants, many say there are big benefits to using waste as an energy source.
Waste is pretty green.
Jim Boyd is a member of the California Energy Commission.
There's enough material out there to make thousands of megawatts of electricity.
There are a lot of unused energy sources out there, Boyd says, like construction debris or orchard cuttings. Biomass energy also has one big advantage over other renewables: reliability. Wind and solar power are variable, since the sun and wind aren't available all the time.
And instead of just thinking about building more natural gas power plants to fill the void, we could utilize biomass plants because they are 7x24 once you get them up and running.
But while other renewables are booming, biomass is on the decline in California. After dozens of plants were built in the 1980s, today only a handful of new plants are being proposed. In 2009, biomass provided about 2% of the state's electricity.
There's a great infatuation with wind and solar and very rare references to biomass, and some of us are trying to turn that around a little bit.
Boyd says one problem is simply cost. Biomass facilities need tons and tons of material, and trucking it in from around the state isn't very economical. The other issue gets back to the concern of whether biomass energy is really as green as supporters say. There's the problem of greenhouse gas emissions from biomass plants. Another controversy is over one particular fuel source.
Trees.
All those years of Smokey the Bear and fire suppression in California have created very dense forests, which are at high risk for fires. Both private and public land managers have been trying to reduce that fuel load.
In a lot of cases, you do what's a thinning operation, where you take out some of the trees, usually the smaller trees, the less valuable trees.
Bill Stewart is a forestry specialist at the University of California, Berkeley. He says most of the material removed from forests is either burned or left to decay. So there's a lot of interest in using forestry waste in biomass plants.
Well, I think if you're talking about waste, it's important to define what you mean.
Debbie Hamill is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
If you take too much of that residue out of the forest, you're going to have an impact on the forest floor, the fertility of the soil, erosion, and potentially wildlife habitat.
Hamill says there's a major debate over how much thinning is good for a forest. So she worries that a larger biomass industry would create incentives to over-harvest forests. That's why Hamill says not all biomass is equal, and why waste like almond shells should be used before forest cuttings.
There is a role for biomass done right, but it's a smaller role, I think, than some people imagine.
Looking ahead, Hamill says the next thorny issue is calculating the greenhouse gas emissions from biomass plants, which can be tricky since the fuels come from a number of sources. That's something the Federal Environmental Protection Agency is reviewing now. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Head to our website to keep up with our continuing coverage of renewable energy. You can also sign up for our KQED Science Twitter feed or follow us on Facebook. That's at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.